Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Atlanta, Woodstock, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Thanks for hanging out with us. There is a lot going on this Thursday. We will talk plenty about the Falcons and the decision that needs to be made at the quarterback position. We do not know the latest status of Michael Penix, but we certainly will discuss and get you the latest information. Mike and I were just talking before the show started. This NBA gambling alleged federal investigation,
right.
FBI arrest today. I mean, again, like with any story, right? You just kind of read the headline, you go, huh? Then you start checking out more, and you're like, oh. And then you dig deeper, Mike. You start going, how many people were involved in this thing? It's crazy.
Right. I was just reading the indictments, and I'm going to talk more about it in Guy Talk, but it's like a scene out of Goodfellas. You know, when Henry Hill is going through the bar, you know, there was Johnny Roast Beef, and there was Frenchie, and there was Joe Buddha. I mean, it's hysterical. You know, you get Spanish G, Flap a Polka. There was Maddie, a.k.a. the wrestler. You know, D. Jones, there was Sugar, there was Vez. So all these guys that apparently were running, and this was multi-state. It wasn't just a tri-state area, but it was all up and down the East Coast and roping NBA players into the poker, illicit poker game, which they say was a fraud. And then you've got the point fixing, or at least tipping guys off and players involved. And, of course, when the line moves, everybody knows nowadays because everything's out there. The algorithms kick in. The house can pick up on it immediately. Now, in the old days, it would take a very sharp guy. Like, think of Ace Rothstein.
Oh, yeah. Right, right,
casino.
Right, right.
The real guy's name was Lefty Rosenthal. And all of a sudden, hey, there's something wrong. Big action's coming in on Dartmouth or something. So in this case, when you get some guy and you're like, okay, you realize this is really fishy. The number on his under is big. Everyone bets the under. And then he takes himself out of the game 5 minutes into the game. And that's what they're alleging that Rozier did.
Yeah, the Chauncey Billups stuff too. Look, it's one thing to be involved in a illegal poker ring. But if in fact there's any proof, and they're saying this had nothing to do with games he coached,
right?
But if there's any proof that it did, this gets even worse, because again, nobody can affect a game more than a coach to say, I'm going to pull my star, and Portland has no stars. Oh, I'm going to pull my best players at the end of the 5 minutes in the fourth quarter, and all of a sudden the game changes. I don't know if any of that happened. From the people I know, and I've said this, look, I got family in Denver. My sister went to CU, Colorado. Chauncey's a CU guy. My sister and his wife are really good friends. And I called her today, and I said, what's the deal? And she simply said, I have no information because everybody in the family's trying to figure out where this is going. But Chauncey Billups is a really good dude. Doesn't mean that he didn't do this. It doesn't mean that he wasn't involved in it, Mike,
right.
But I think surprisingly around the NBA, a lot of people are like, what? Chauncey?
Right. But the other thing is, and that's why, you know, when it comes to the college game, you don't want guys getting involved with this, because once a bookie and somebody has leverage on you, right, then you've got to start throwing games to pay off your debt. And there's a lot of layers to this. You know, we talked about some of the stuff that started last year with some of the investigations into what was going on with some of the other players. And again, these are lesser known guys. And you're like, well, who's betting that guy, you know, for anything? You know, let alone, you know, over under or, you know, turnovers, et cetera. But yeah, this is one that it's going to have a lot of layers to it. What I heard from Shyam Charania this morning, we were talking about it on our pre-show, which is called Behind the Curtain, is the NBA was not aware of the nature of this, Carl.
And that's crazy.
So they were kind of blindsided by it. So we'll see. Rozier's lawyer, Jim Trusty, said in a statement, his client is not a gambler, looks forward to winning this fight. And guys, we just saw what P. Diddy. Now, granted, P. Diddy's going to the Hooskow for 4 years. We've also seen the feds overcharge.
Yes.
Matter of fact, it happened with Jamal Lewis here in Atlanta. There was a big bust in Bankhead, and the cops came up snake eyes, so they had to go find a name to validate the investigation. I know this is my father hated the feds as a former cop, but I'm just saying there are always two sides, or in some cases, three sides. So as Carl said, it looks really bad, but let's not rush just yet.
No, can't do it. We'll see where it goes.
As far as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Yeah, exactly. We're just going to see what the information tells us. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're live today, guys, at Gustin's Grill. This is in Woodstock, right off of Highway 92. Great spot. There's room at the bar if you want to come get an ice cold brew. They got a great menu here as well, and we invite you out. We'll be here until 6.
What a great build out, too. Really, I mean, we got a stage because they have live music here on the weekends and on weeknights.
Karaoke,
too. Great bar, great food. I had the cheesesteak already. Day-Day's going to work on that. So come on down. Miller Lite's here. We're going to have all sorts of Miller Lite goodies to give away while we're here as well.
Yeah, man. I was just telling John Parler, who's hanging out with us. We got a couple of our good friends hanging out. And I said, hey, have you been here? Because he lives literally up the street like I do. And he said, yeah, I've come. They do, Mike, like a karaoke that's incredible here on, like, I think it's Thursdays. Somebody would let me know. But, like, you come in here and it's packed, you know,
right,
at 9, and everybody's waiting their turn. And it's just a kind of a cool spot to come hang out. So if you've not been here, come. If you're in the area, if you're not, stop by, man. We'd love to get a chance to see you. Let's talk about what happened last night, guys, because speaking of this alleged gambling scandal, Amy Dash, our Odyssey legal insider, is going to join us at about 2:40. We'll get the legal side of this. Mike and I are not lawyers. We're not attorneys, although we play them on the radio sometimes. Amy will hopefully give us more information from a legal aspect of what this looks like, and certainly from the NBA as well, as everybody's checking out this story that broke today. Last night, I expected a lot more from our Hawks. Oof. I just did. The build
We didn't play up, defense.
You can say that again. The build-up to, hey, we got a better team, Mike, and you kept saying he's got better – Trey has better pieces around him.
Right.
And then the game is just a dud.
Yeah, there was just no rebounding and no transition defense. And honestly, it looked like it was an extension of a preseason or the end of the season when guys were already planning on going to Cancun. I mean, there was just nothing going on. There was no intensity, no defense. Literally, right, Nate? We didn't play any defense. Thanks, Nate. But no,
we didn't play defense.
But he said, again, it's just frustrating because you get so excited. And here we spent yesterday talking about all the elements we've added. And we talked to Brian Oliver. And, you know, LeBron James got a great breakdown of our team the other day. We played that audio.
Yes.
And you come out and, look, there's 81 more games. But for the home crowd to lose to Toronto, and you were favored in that one, that was a clunker. And Barnes owns
we
us.
We were soft on the ball.
That's right, Nate. How about Barnes just basically just walking around like, you know, once he figured,
goodness.
I was talking about this with Gordon, our engineer, once he figured the refs were going to let some physicality go, he's just running all over people.
We lose. It wasn't close. I mean, don't look at the final score.
Oh, look at the final score.
Yeah, at one point, you know, in the third quarter, they go on a 14-0 run, and it was ball game. I mean,
and we had cut it to like 4 points at one point.
A 9-point lead goes to 23. And all of a sudden now, you look up and you're like, okay, and the game was out of hand. Here's when we talk about not playing defense. And that soundbite, by the way, was from Nate McMillan, former coach of our Hawks. We laugh still to this day about it because back then we used to say, why doesn't this team play defense?
We didn't play defense.
Dyson Daniels,
right,
prior to Porzingis, prior to Jalen Johnson.
This team we put together this year is built to play defense.
And last night they didn't. So, Mike, you allow the opponent, Toronto, to shoot 57% from the field. 69% on twos.
They didn't really hit any threes either. Both teams couldn't hit a three to save their life. Neither team got to 30%. But, I mean, the thing with – and I thought, okay, well, we'll get down. We can bomb some threes. Trey – and I didn't like Trey's game. And let me explain. Trey was, I think, maybe – we said yesterday, when to be a facilitator, you know, when to be the man. he needed to be the man earlier. I didn't like the way he was not taking shots early in the game.
Yeah.
I want to see Trey put an imprint on that first half.
You know what's funny? I think, and look, I don't know if he was thinking about this or not. I think he was a little bit in his head, like, everybody's expecting me to be a facilitator with, you've got all these guys around you, so I'm not going to shoot. I'm just going to pass. I'm guessing here, Trey. I'm just going to pass and get everybody involved. And then Mike's right. You look up and it's like, yo, bro, you're 1 for 7 from three. Like, you have no rhythm. I know you scored 22, but get your game going earlier. Jalen with a big night, 22 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists, should I say, and 7 rebounds. And then, of course, Porzingis. Look good, man. I mean, in a loss, as well as you could look, 20 points and 7 boards. But at the end of the day, that was a lackluster performance, guys. Hawks get a chance to literally rebound on Friday. They're at the Magic. The Magic are really good. And then you come back home and take on the world champs in the OKC Thunder. So we'll see what this looks like over the weekend. But last night, man, that was a complete disappointment. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Let us know what you're thinking, not only about the Hawks, but also as we get into some Falcons conversation, as we mentioned, the story that everyone is talking about.
The Kirk Cousins quarterback controversy with Michael Penix Jr.?
Not yet. Not talking about that.
Like, man,
not talking about that.
Legit.
You mean Kirk Cousins perhaps starting Sunday if Michael Penix Jr. can't go?
We're not talking about that quite yet.
I didn't forget how to play quarterback.
Oh, my God.
The smoke and the heat we're going to get. If Kirk Cousins has to play Sunday and balls out.
Throwing someone's trap and trying to take over the trap.
Is that what's going to happen? Is that what's going to happen, Kirk?
I'm just saying, Kirk Cousins is 100%. We know that because, you know, he's not been playing. And Michael Penix Jr. has got something going on with the back of his knee, according to the coach.
Yeah.
His words exactly, back of the knee.
I know, look, and I know you, I'm talking to you, Mike, I know you want to rush this thing and make this happen because it would be great for us. Yes, in a very selfish way, this show would be very happy.
The Cousins Penix quarterback controversy.
Okay, but this is not a thing. Even if he starts, Penix is the guy.
Unless the coach sees that Kirk Cousins is further, obviously, down the road because he's a veteran with this offense and realizes that he may get fired if this team doesn't go to the playoffs.
Wait a minute.
And all of a sudden, Kirk Cousins is starting the rest of the season.
Didn't I ask you guys this morning? Cousins played his way out of this job.
Yes.
He had the job.
Yeah. I didn't forget how to play quarterback.
Yes, you did. Then he lost the job.
Right.
Now it's not his job anymore. And his job is to back up in case of injury like this, potentially, to play well, win a game or two for us, and then sit your ass back out on the bench. That's what Kirk Cousins' job is right now.
Yes, but we've been so inconsistent offensively. Obviously, man-to-man defense. Now, he did have success against Tampa, as Coach pointed out, but Michael Penix Jr. has struggled at times. And look, we all know that they made the pivot. I'm being a wise arse for those who aren't picking up on my drift, okay? But, yes, it will be interesting, though, if Penix Jr. can't go. He told everybody in the media yesterday he plans on playing.
This dude will be out there with a cast on.
I mean, because he's no dummy. He knows where this could go. You know, but I mean, it just.
Mike, can you go? My foot. Put this boot on. I'm going out
but
there.
But I have been. I've been a little bit blown away by how many people that we talk to every day, guys we interact with on social media, that apparently aren't in the camp of Michael Penix Jr. And all of a sudden they turn on him like a rabid dog as soon as the possibility of Cousins coming back is actually a thing.
I don't understand that, and I don't know if that's true, man. I think most people are for Michael Penix. I think most people were excited the fact that we did draft a young quarterback that we can build around. He's just not as good as we want him to be right now. But I don't know why anybody would be jumping. Dude, 8-9 games into your career?
This Kirk Cousins, Michael Penix quarterback controversy.
Okay, you know what? 404-726-0929. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. You can get at us with that conversation. And as I was mentioning, this gambling situation with the NBA. I just saw this, Mike, because I was busy. But Mike Greenberg apparently on his show went off on ESPN being in bed with gambling, and then, you know, people are saying at the bottom of the screen there's an ESPN bet promotion. Yeah,
I mean, I was going to say, it's just funny how sports look. I've got no problem with it. You know, I mean, as we know, there's always going to be like anything else. There's whatever the percentage is, 1 to 2.5% of the population that can never handle it. But it is jammed down your throat, even in states where you can't gamble. And I got to be honest, I don't need my sports and my sports center looking like Bloomberg News TV with all the prop bets and everything else. But that's where we've gone because there's just so much money to be made by all the networks on this deal.
You know what I hate about this story? All right, I'm going to tell you when we come back.
All right, I want to hear this.
I'm going to tell you when we come back. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Gustin's Grill, guys, in Woodstock. Come on out and hang out with us. We're here till 6. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Stop trying to make
the Cousins Penix quarterback controversy.
Okay,
it's not going to happen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to.
Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To run Cousins out of town, okay? You are the same guys who were as upset as I was about him lying about his injury. And now you want me to believe that if he starts and wins a game for us on Sunday against the hapless Dolphins, that all of a sudden this thing's going to be a mess.
Carl, they're Falcon fans just like you and me. They just want to win.
Why do you say it like that?
Like, you cannot lose to a bad, hapless Dolphins team with all the stuff that's going on around them. I mean, just there's so many storylines with the Dolphins, and none of them are good. So don't lose to these guys. And look, in all seriousness, again, I know some people don't have the tongue-in-cheek gene. I know anybody at the age of 25 kind of doesn't have it. Some do. But you were having fun. Hopefully it's just Michael Penix Jr., you know, working it out and has a good, successful game. Lean into the run game. Whether it's Kirk Cousins or Penix Jr., you got this run game which is just on rails. You know, just commit to it. Stick with it. I know a lot of guys – it's funny, at the gym today, Gerald, buddy of mine, remember we did the Special Olympics run with the police, and he was one of the motorcycle cops.
Yes, sir.
We went over to Emory. This is years ago, but we had this whole like a motorcade. It was really cool. And he was saying, he goes, man, he goes, I heard you guys, and he goes, Coach wasn't buying what you were selling. I said, well, we were just saying other weapons you could have utilized. I just don't think four touches is enough for Tyler Allgeier on that Sunday night football game. It doesn't mean like you're saying, well, Bijan's having a bad night. No, just Bijan wasn't having those lanes for the cutback. The things that make him so special, 49ers are taken away. Let's just use a sledgehammer. And I don't think Coach Ra was, you know, he just kind of turned it into a kind of a hearty har-har. You guys want to use, you know, 15 different things. No, just the offensive coordinator's got to have an intimate knowledge of what works and what doesn't. And he's got to pivot to it quickly in real time, which I don't think Zach Robinson does.
Well, he didn't do it against the 49ers. But I think you know, again, Coach was saying we got our butts kicked up front. His whole deal was, and this is what I took from it, Mike, it didn't matter if we pivoted. We were getting our butts kicked up front. And so we're trying to find ways to get our playmakers the ball, and it still really wasn't working. The irony of all of that, even if all of that's true, let's just say it is,
right,
it's a three-point game with 5 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. You have the ball. So even if you were getting your butts kicked up front, even if Bijan didn't get enough touches, which I didn't think, even if Tyler Algier didn't, and Mike thinks that, even if Drake didn't make the plays you wanted him to, you had the ball with 5 minutes, and you could have went and won the game. And yet, that's where you needed whatever you're going to pull out of your bag
right
to happen from Zach Robinson. And that is not, that's not what happened.
Right. I mean, we talked about the imagination with the Felipe Frank stuff against Buffalo. I mean, look, Michael Penix Jr. is going to have to get more consistent against man-to-man. I watched it again, some of that third and fourth quarter. I don't know where – I'm not trying to be a Weisenheimer. I don't know where some of those throws are going, especially on the boundary, the stuff to the sidelines. I mean, it's like is he just giving up the throw and he's throwing it away? So they've got to get some of that stuff synced up.
All right. We were talking about this gambling scandal again, all alleged. Nobody's – people have been charged, but nobody's been found guilty. And today, if you've not heard this, but it happened this morning, FBI is involved, but Portland Trail Blazers coach Chauncey Billups, of course, most of you may know him from the Pistons when he won a championship, was one of the best guards.
Larry Brown team.
Absolutely.
Some of its part squad. You're right.
But Chauncey was a great player in the league, and so now he's coaching the Trailblazers. Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier, a former Cavaliers player and assistant coach Damon Jones, all arrested. And this all stems from an illegal sports betting and rigged poker games backed by, as Mike said to start the show, the Mafia. Here's what I hate about it. We're trying to get legalized gambling in our state. We're trying to get – just get a, give us the app, right? Just give me an opportunity to have sports betting on the app, which so many states have now. And for all of you who may be like, oh, this is a bad idea, Mike, when they hear stuff like this, I think sometimes it reinforces the idea that this is bad for everybody, and therefore nobody should be allowed to do it. When we know if you go next door to North Carolina, you can gamble. If you go to Louisiana, you can gamble. We've talked about this. People in our state are taking their money elsewhere when it could be right here in the great state of Georgia. So that's what I was going to say about this. When people see these stories, they go, oh, see, everybody would be doing illegal stuff if we had
no,
it here.
It has nothing to do with that. I mean, look, the biggest concern is the games being compromised, the integrity of the games. That's why, remember, we went round and round trying to explain to listeners why Calvin really couldn't do what he did. You know, and well, you know, because they see the commercials, they see that they're in bed with it in the league. It's different. You cannot turn this into wrestling. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. You know, you cannot know the outcome. You know, it's supposed to be, that's why it's one of the greatest TV shows. We don't know how it's going to end. But in the case of the NBA, you know, you can track it. That's the one thing. Now that it's legal and it's out there, and it's not in the back of the smoky room or the bookies or whatever, now you know exactly where the action goes, and they can immediately red flag it. So these players are either pretty damn stupid, you know, or thought they could beat it with having, well, no, my buddy or my – they can track everything. You know, they can subpoena the phones. Yeah. They get the phone records, the whole shebang. Gordon was just showing me real quick the video of one of the games in question with Terry Rozier where it looks like he's throwing a game. I mean, he's chucking up air balls. He basically Olays on a steal. I mean, it's pretty painful. So I don't know if that's going to be Exhibit A in this court case when the feds bring him to court.
That's what people are knowing now, right?
They're looking at any bad night.
Yes, they're going back and they're trying to find out, you know, if in a game they lost. The problem is it's so hard to say, okay, would he have normally taken that shot? Or did he come into the game and take five straight shots? And, you know, like what dictates he's blowing a game? I've always thought, Mike, and I've had this conversation with numerous coaches, the guys in the stripes can throw a game much easier than a guy right. coming off the bench, okay?
You get two quick fouls on your star,
yes.
the entire complexion of the game changes.
So, but when you see that footage, we've seen it before, you're like, dude, that kind of looks like he's lazy or he's not, you know, going to make a pass. But I don't know. I mean, I can't tell you that particular
night. Well, here's the other thing. I mean,
he was throwing a game.
You said the Blazers are terrible. Now, again,
they are.
The thing about and again, it's more about this poker game, which they're saying was a fraud. They were perpetrating. It was basically a fixed card game. And that Chauncey Billups was known as Face Card. And he was the guy that was going to recruit people to come and play in the game. And he was aware that it was fixed. And that's what they're alleging. But – You know, it's you could argue just like, you know, Pete Rose. I always love Reds fans. He always bet on the Reds. Yeah, what if he burns a guy's arm out who shouldn't be pitching because Pete's got, you know, $5,000 on the Reds. I mean, you're messing with the integrity of the game.
No doubt.
What about, you know, Rose, if you know, Billups was resting guys for load management.
And again,
under the guise of load management.
Yeah, we don't know because they're saying it had nothing to do with his coaching, right. More with the poker game.
Correct.
But you guys can let us know, man. We're going to talk to Amy Dash. She's our insider, our legal insider, coming up here in less than 10 minutes.
Just real quick, I mean, I know what you're saying because if there's guys out there.
It's perception.
If you don't like the NBA and the Clay Travis of the world, they're just looking for any excuse to crap on it. That's his prerogative. But then there are times, and I've said it to you on the radio, sometimes late in the season, it's hard to tell if they are trying. You know, when teams are, you wonder what's going on here. Sometimes it feels this early in the season before we get to the All-Star break, a lack of intensity. So for those naysayers, they'll take this to your point and run with it.
They will. That's the only bad thing about it. For me, it means nothing if, in fact, all of these guys are guilty. Bad apples, bad decisions. It doesn't mean that every game you're going to watch, it has something weird going on. I know people feel that way with, you know, the Chiefs, and we felt that way with the New England Patriots for years. It's just it is.
Would you have watched any of that Knicks-Pacers and felt there was a fix in that game? No. I mean, it was great basketball.
It was great
Two
basketball.
Teams leaving everything on the floor.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree. By the way, this hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. We'll get to some of this Michael Penix stuff coming up. We'll let you hear from Raheem talking about Divine Diablo potentially going on the IR. All of that's on the way, but this has kind of made us pivot today. And it's just – I find it interesting, Mike, to be honest with you. I think a lot of people look at this, and I'm going to take you guys really behind the curtain here. When you work for an NBA team or you work for the league, and I have, I do, they require you to take numerous courses, okay, that you have to be clear and you have to get certificates passing. I understand what's going on and what I'm allowed to say and what I'm allowed to share and what I'm not. Players do the same. All office execs do the same. All people in these buildings, whether it's Hawks, Lakers, everybody. My point is they know what's at stake. You know what you can do and what you're not supposed to do. And that is the problem with this. I don't want to hear anybody saying, well, maybe they didn't know. Oh, no. They knew. All right, we're coming back. Amy Dash is going to join us, legal insider for Odyssey, guys. We'll find out the legalities of this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I do the best I can and let the chips fall where they may. You know that about me by now, quick.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is Dukes and Bell. We are at Gustin's here in Woodstock today, guys, till 6 o'clock. This story that Mike and I have been discussing, and a lot of people around the country are like, oh. A total of 34 people were arrested as a result of a years-long investigation covering 11 states involving tens of millions of dollars. And I know many of you are saying, how much money are we talking about? Tens of millions of dollars. FBI had a presser today. We're joined by Amy Dash. Amy has been on our show numerous times over the years. She, of course, is our legal insider and with Odyssey. And Amy, it's good to have you back on. Unfortunately, it seems like we get you on when these big stories happen like this, right? But we need your advice. Tell me what you know, and specifically these charges. What are we talking about here?
Well, there's two indictments and two major cases, and there are a couple people like Damon Jones that sort of overlap and are mentioned in both of the cases. One, as I'm sure you've been talking about, is about sports betting, where insider information was given involving NBA players, NBA games, and that information, which was not publicly accessible, was used to place bets, a lot of times prop bets, which would bet the under on a player's performance, and the FBI is alleging that these players, some of them, were actually manipulating their performance, leaving the games early with purported injuries, and performing under the normal statistical range in order for people to win these bets, and then allegedly taking a portion of the proceeds. The second case involves this rigged poker games that were allegedly taking place in multiple cities with this bizarre tied to La Cosa Nostra, specifically four mafia families. And so the charges, to answer your question, that Chauncey Billups and Damon Jones and Terry Rozier are facing is they are both facing conspiracy to commit wire fraud, which is a scheme to defraud people using communication and interstate commerce through, obviously false representations, and then conspiracy to commit money laundering, which is using proceeds from unlawful activity and transmitting it in a way to conceal or disguise it and basically do monetary transactions using illegal proceeds, which is, as you mentioned, tens of millions of dollars from people winning at these poker games that were allegedly rigged or winning money from these bets that were placed on these mobile apps.
Amy, this real quick. This is a RICO case, then.
Well, so it's a little bit complicated because there, as you mentioned, over 30 people were arrested, and a lot of those people allegedly are tied to La Cosa Nostra, so the Bonanno, Gambino, Genovese, Lucchese families. And so, part of the charges that are applicable to some of those people may fall under RICO, but then, the conspiracy charges that are specifically targeted towards the NBA players and coaches may not. So that, it really has to be parsed out. So I would say that specifically this conspiracy to commit wire fraud, conspiracy to commit money laundering, yes, tied to a larger RICO case.
the Colombo family got left out of the deal. Anyway, that's the famous five families from New York as we talk with Amy Dash. Amy, the thing, and what they talk about Chauncey Billups and the mafia case is basically he's known as a face card. So they're using his personality, allegedly, and his persona to lure people in to play in these high-stakes poker games, and they're rigging the games and the technology involved. This sounds like something out of a movie. Hidden cameras with poker chip trays. They're going to have pre-marked cards, all sorts of stuff and technology. Yeah. Basically, they're going to rig it, and they, as you said, $7 million in rigged poker games, but that basically Billups is known to help organize these. So he would bring people in, and then they would then shake them down if they can't pay, extort them, threat of violence, etc. So, yeah, this if the feds can prove their case, not only are these guys never going to coach or be involved in the NBA, they're going to go away for a long time.
I think the first part's definitely right. I think whether they're going to go to prison if convicted for a long time is really up in the air because there are so many factors that play into that. You know, the amount of loss, which, as you said, the monetary number is high, but is restitution provided as money back to the victims? How many victims are there? What is the person's criminal history? You know, so there's a lot of mitigating and aggravating factors. And as we saw in the college basketball bribery scandal, a lot of those guys got around 6 months. Because no prior criminal history, some plea deals were struck. So, you know, these crimes, these federal crimes, can carry up to 20 years in prison. But actually getting that type of prison time is highly unlikely. But the lifetime ban, I think, is more likely if they are found guilty of these allegations. And as you mentioned, Billups is not specifically in the indictment accused of trying to, you know, threaten or shake people down. But there are other people that are accused of doing that. But Billups certainly is accused of trying to attract people to these highly sophisticated rigged poker games where, you know, as you mentioned, poker trip tray analyzers, you know, secret cards with hidden cameras. Some people had contact lenses and eyeglasses that could read pre-marked cards. They had an x-ray table that could read the cards face down on the table. So definitely technologically advanced here.
Amy Dash, our guest, guys, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, giving us some legal analyzing or advice, should I say, about this particular case. Amy, Rozier's lawyer, Jim Trusty, said in a statement his client is not a gambler and he looks forward to winning this fight. But this gets back to inside info. Not that Rozier was necessarily gambling, but providing the information, whether he was going to be pulled or whether, hey, I'm going to get X amount of minutes tonight or I'm going to take so many shots. Even though he may not have actually put the bets in, right? That's the real accusation here when you talk about the inside info that was not accessible to the public.
Right. Well, also the allegation is that Rozier, at least in one instance, allegedly took himself out of a game after giving this information to his childhood best friend, reportedly, and then the childhood best friend gave it to some other people. Massive amounts of bets were placed, and he, in fact, only played under 10 minutes and then left with a purported injury. But what happened next is that the FBI, they claim these cases have been going on for 4 years. And during that time, they have been compiling information from thousands of hours of video surveillance, dozens of search warrants on electronic devices, and supposedly following some of these people. So they name actually multiple games throughout the league involving multiple teams where they believe some of this activity was taking place. And with Rozier and his circumstances saying that after his childhood best friend allegedly went to Pennsylvania to pick up some of the winnings, and then they then claim he went to Rozier's house where they were counting the money and Rozier got a cut. So it's not just the allegation that he passed along this information, but that at least in one instance he allegedly participated in helping to fix a game and then took a piece of the profits.
Yeah, it's Jontay Porter was the one that was banned back in the spring of 24. He's still awaiting his sentencing for his role in the scheme for the prop bets. Amy Dash joins us, guys, talking about this scandal, which apparently the NBA was not aware of, according to Shams Charania, until it dropped. Adam Silver was making TV appearances, trying to get ahead of some of the other stuff that was perceived to be a problem with the league. Safe to say now, Amy, and we already saw some of the video already that's been posted, people are going back and looking at every one of Rozier's games, and there are some where it looks like the fix is in, where he's literally airballing stuff and he's just turning the ball over. So, I mean, it's a total black eye for the NBA on opening weekend.
Well, yeah, and what's interesting is a couple points. One, in the press conference, actually the Fed said that the NBA had been cooperating. So I'm not entirely convinced that the NBA didn't know until today. But they actually did talk about multiple players and coaches in the NBA who were called player or co-conspirator in the indictment who have not been publicly named, that may have been either passing along insider information or participating in the fixing of these games. And they brought up multiple examples, March 24th, 2023, Trailblazers versus the Bulls. You got an April 6th game that year, Orlando Magic versus the Cleveland Cavs, February 9th, LA Lakers, then the Oklahoma City Thunder versus the Lakers, January 15th, Toronto versus the Clippers, Toronto versus the Sacramento Kings. So this is spanning through 2023 and 2024. So they have specific instances, very specific allegations, and they claim to have the evidence to back it up.
We hear rats all the time in this situation, right? It's famous in the movies, don't be a rat. Okay, so if, let's just say, the three guys that we know that have been arrested, especially in the NBA, then cooperate, what does that mean potentially for them? Are we talking about getting off scot-free, or is this just lessening the potential damage down the road?
Well, there may have been some cooperation to date, and that may have been how these two cases were linked, and, you know, it spanned 11 states and over 30 different people. I think they have options to cooperate, but they also have options to present defenses. I thought something that was very interesting was when they mentioned in the indictment that Jontay Porter was allegedly had gambling debts, and he was threatened to give insider information by some of these mafia people reportedly. And so I think one of these defenses for some of these people who are a part of this from the NBA could be that this all happened under duress, that maybe they had gambling debts and were sort of forced into this by these criminal enterprises that were protecting these rigged poker games or profiting from the games or even from bets. And I think a lot remains to be seen as the investigation continues as to how many people were actually involved.
They made me do it.
Yeah, okay. What are you, Dino Brown now? It's New Jack City.
They made me do it.
The ESPN articles, Amy says that co-conspirator 8 allegedly told the bettor the Trailblazers would be tanking and that several of their best players would not be playing in a game back in March of last year, or 23, against the Bulls. Portland goes on to lose by 28. And according to ESPN, the co-conspirator 8 was not named in the indictment but was described in a manner that matches Billups. So I know so far we're just tying Billups to the illicit poker games, but it seems like there's a lot more maybe to unpack, to your point, with this case.
Yeah, and that's why I think there could potentially be a link here where there already was cooperation in exchange for maybe not being charged in both of the indictments, because we know Billups was only charged in relation to the illegal poker games. So co-conspirator 8 specifies that it was an NBA player who played 1997 to 2014 and an NBA coach since 2021 and an Oregon resident. So there are a lot of clues sort of in the indictment where you can, you can put the pieces together and you can, there is even a mention of a Lakers player who is a very prominent player who ended up sitting out a game. This information was not made public. There were bets placed on it. And so you can go to the indictment to the exact day that they set out that game and look at the injury report and see who didn't play that day. And then you can really narrow it down to who may have potentially been involved or just unwittingly given information to people that were involved without knowing what it was being used for.
Amy Dash, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. Great knowledge, our legal insider for Odyssey, guys. And you can follow Amy. I'm sure she's going to be up on this and much more that's going on. Amy, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Take care. Thanks.
Odyssey legal insider Amy Dash. I just got to say this real quick. She's talking about the Laker player. It's a game in which LeBron did not play and Damon Jones knew. And Damon Jones gave that information to somebody.
Right. And before it was public knowledge.
Correct. And so LeBron doesn't play. It's not what you think. When she says that, everybody immediately thinks LeBron. LeBron's name has not been mentioned. It's that somebody knew he wasn't going to play.
Right. And had the inside information and got out there before the sharps were aware, then the line would have changed. The line would have moved. If you know LeBron's not playing, now the line moves.
Here's where I'm at with this, by the way. I'm just shocked the mob is still involved in this stuff.
Well, the mob is
like,
not.
It's 2025. What? It's not 1979.
The mob has not gone away. Okay, despite all the. Again, please. The mafia still exists. We all know. Yes, John Gotti was a moron. He went away. There's a lot of guys sharper in the mob than John Gotti, who thought it was a great idea to have everybody show up weekdays downtown where all the feds were out with cameras. And then eventually, amazingly, shockingly got on tape admitting to setting up murders. So, I mean, there's a lot of guys that have evolved and moved on. The mob still exists. They still take pieces of action on concrete and construction in the cities and all this stuff.
I mean, that's obvious. But here's the deal. This was not a smart gig. If you talk about it from just a mob standpoint, right? I mean,
but the mob's been shaving points going. Speaking of Goodfellas, going back to Boston College, heck, going all the way back to CCNY. That goes back to before there was, you know, the March Madness tournament. There was the NIT, was the big one.
Yeah,
and they had point shaving that in the 50s.
I guess I say that, Mike, from the standpoint of with technology, I would assume, and maybe they are, because I don't know. But I would think that they would be more involved with technology stuff than they are just.
Well, this is old school.
Correct. This is very old, and that's my point. And old school gets you got.
But I'm saying,
because people talk.
It still exists, I mean, you have the Russian mob, and you have this mob or that mob, and all the different ethnic groups that have taken over in large cities in the world. But you're right. This is like literally right out of the old school playbook.
Yeah. All right. We'll see where this goes. We're just trying to fill in the blanks for you guys. It is a developing story.
But Adam Silver's got to be losing his freaking mind right now.
Yeah. Look, you get in bed, and this is the perception. Again, you get in bed with all these betting apps and all this stuff. And then you're saying, hey, I need you guys to limit the amount of bets and certain things I don't want on your site. And now you're telling them what they can and can't do because you know there's a danger of players potentially getting involved like this. And again, these weren't – Terry Rozier, to put it bluntly with you guys, he's not a superstar in the NBA, okay? Terry Rozier is a role player. All right? So these are the guys – that usually do this kind of stuff. It's not the guy that's making $50 and $60 million.
Who knew Jontay Porter even was?
Nobody.
But the thing about this now, and a guy who's been the text line saying, are some of these guys who bought these big TV contracts going to have buyer's remorse? I don't think you're going to any kind of fault. Now, if you don't like the NBA, as we said, he goes, well, yeah, there you go. But people who do love the NBA and the league has been growing leaps and bounds, and that's why billions and billions of dollars were paid for these new TV contracts. But the key now is to quickly get a handle on it, and who's going to rat? You know, and who's going to, as you said, who's going to cut deals with the feds, and then they'll get this thing will all be expunged, and that'll be it. But it is kind of crazy if it goes deeper, and all of a sudden now we're talking about two dozen players, right? We're talking about guys on more than one or two teams. And then now, then you do have an image problem that the league will have to address.
If it goes that deep, we're going to find out. All right, man, we got more to dive into. We're live at Gustin's Grill in Woodstock. 4th and 1's on the way. A quarterback did something that the media didn't think was funny. Find out what it is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait.
Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.